everybody. Nothing too serious. Welcome to Get This Around the Nation on Triple M with yes, polite applause again, if you would, Mr. Marsden. I'm still not 100%. It's me, Tony Marsden.
It's Richard Marsden. I feel very, very much the cock of the walk. He feels full of himself.
Of course he does. And why would that be? Because he was on community television this morning. I didn't see it.
Again.
Doing the breakfast show.
Wow.
Brilliant fun, an hour of live TV. And wonderful guests. We had a hypnotist in.
Wow.
Did you get to hypnotise?
No, I wanted to. Like some sort of comedy hypnosis. You know, chicken clucking.
The one you think onions are apples. Yeah, that's the one. When you eat an onion, and you think it's an apple.
Right, okay.
I don't think there's any higher form of comedy than the hypnotist.
I can't
get enough.
So hang on a sec. You're like the Carl Stefanovic of community television.
This is the thing, yes.
How often do you go in there?
Well, I just did it this morning, right. And other mornings have other hosts.
They've called you and asked, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I've got a theory, Tone.
Yes.
Because I actually know one of the people on this show. I've done for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Never been up.
That's okay.
Okay. Some pretty racist views. I'm pretty desperate to get out. And they know that. Now, we were out somewhere. Richard and I together,
yeah.
And this girl was there as well.
Yeah,
so I reckon he sidled up and just given a, you know.
No, I've got
some DVDs and all my stuff.
Yeah, that's probably what I did. Thinking back, that's exactly what I did actually.
And what did you wear? Did you? Because at the moment you're wearing a polo shirt, circa 71.
Yeah,
it was a three-piece suit.
No, it wasn't.
It was just this.
And today I noticed that you've gone for the dark turtle shell trousers,
mm-hmm.
and bright red socks, which I like.
Right. Now, but the what I like about it is that it's slightly more casual than your network breakfast TV show.
Uh-huh.
So I could probably get away with wearing a pavement shirt or something like that on this particular breakfast show.
Okay. Well, we need that footage. I think we've got to get that footage up on the website. That's you, Richard Marsden. That's Fred Cavalli. We are getting so many emails like this one from Paul Dempster, who works in Brisbane.
Mm.
And, well, firstly, he's getting a lot of scam emails. Allow me all. This is one he got recently from a banker and director of exploitation accounting and auditing with the Continental Bank.
Exploitation?
As Paul says, director of exploitation, where do I sign? anyway, can you play some Jimi Hendrix for me while I work? I don't think we can. P.S. Can Ed sing some more of those country songs by Mr. Nicole Kidman? His voice is to die for. Translation from Nigerian English to Australian English, he should be killed for that voice.
Oh, okay.
We got one of those there. Is that Keith Urban or is that children's poetry?
That sounds like children's poetry. It's probably him.
That's it. But we do occasionally, if you're wondering, listeners.
I've never heard that. Is that new? I've never heard that before.
Well, you did it on the air and then we mixed it up, Phil Spector style. There's the magic right there.
You want to talk emails, dear Richard?
Not totally Phil Spector style.
Well, all right. Graham Ellis has emailed in to say that the reverse cowgirl has not come up on Wikipedia, as suggested by Richard Marsden. So can someone, Richard, please explain it? Cheers.
Yeah, is that going to happen?
Now, this was on your sex program, the reverse cowgirl.
We have talked about the reverse cowgirl. It's a sexual manoeuvre. It's a supposition is all it is.
Did you bust it out on the community TV today? With a lovely assistant.
Reporting live from the reverse cowgirl from the central... no, I didn't actually. But it is on Wikipedia, actually, because before when I mentioned the reverse cowgirl, I just made sure that it existed. Because I'd heard it spoken in Husky.
Well, we'll get to the cowgirl later, but let's get to big news. Big news today. I'm not 100%, but who can resist coming into work on a day when this story's breaking out? Thief steals John Law's golden microphone. Someone had broken into that radio station and pinched the $10,000 9-carat gold mic presented to Lawsy in 2003,
mm-hmm.
for his 150th year on the airwaves. It's a one-off German Sennheiser, serial number, what would it be? JL0001. Of course it is.
So when he got to work today and it wasn't there, how long was he talking into an ice cream they put there in place before he realised?
Well, no, the show did go to air this morning. I taped a bit of it. Have a listen to this.
Good morning, world. I'm speaking to you this morning, sadly, on an ordinary diamond-encrusted strontium-plated microphone carved from the tusk of a rare woolly mammoth. I know, it's beneath me. But don't worry, I'm still wearing my gold underpants, my gold pacemaker, and I'm sitting very comfortably atop a freshly installed gold suppository. Oh, I don't begrudge the scum who've stolen my beloved microphone. But I do know what Judge Roy Bean would have said. Take them from this place and hang them by the neck until vultures swoop down and lay waste to their flailing corpses. And the same goes for the man who cut me off in traffic yesterday, forcing me to pull over in my gold limousine and causing the artist who was painting my portrait in oils at the time to slip and knock the string quartet into the passenger seat. Unforgivable. Everyone concerned has been hung. While I'm here speaking to you on this frankly inferior device, let me hose down these rumors that I am desperate to reclaim my rightful position at the top of the ratings before my impending retirement. Coming up next, where's the weirdest place you've had sex? Mingo and the secret sound. Here's yesterday's sound. And yes, that's right. It was me scouring out a saucepan with the top of my head.
The next one along.
Is it really? Hey, do we want to play Mingo? When are we going to do that?
Mingo.
Oh, that's the most catchy jingle ever recorded. We might actually play that next. I'll get this. Very good Charlotte dance floor anthem here at Get This. Round the nation on Triple M. A lot of people wondering if they can have this for a ringtone.
Don't go near him. He's not worth it. He is a dirty landlord.
Stephen Guilett asking for that. I think that is a ringtone. It is up already on our website. They've redesigned it, so maybe it's harder to find, but there's quite a few ringtones in there.
About 15 of them.
There's plenty for everyone. Yeah. Have you got the Keith Urban songs up there? How many more times can we play them?
I don't want to play them anymore.
But we've had so many requests here.
Where?
Here. Look. For this one. Keith Urban or Children's Poetry?
That's Janelle. She's four.
Right.
I had to paraphrase it because she went on a bit.
Okay. So what's she rhymed there?
She's gone for Flowers, Flowers Dripping by The Pain Again, Window Pane.
Oh, The Window Pane.
Yeah. What about The Wind Pane?
What do you...
The Pain Wind.
Yeah.
Jacko copped a nasty one last night.
Too hard to explain. It involves farting and ducted heating.
Yes. And then Flowers, Flowers Dripping by The Pain Again. In My Dreams, So Sweet, Flowers, Red, Blue, or Pain.
She's got the pain and peeing.
And she is four.
Yeah.
But she came up with that.
Get your act together.
That is beautiful.
What about this one? Urban, that's real key.
That's urban. I don't like that one because it feels like urban.
Okay.
You know, even when I was doing that, I could feel my tips getting frosted.
Okay, what about this one? Children's poetry will keep urban.
That's new. I haven't heard it done so beautifully. I was crying. Goodness. No, I think that's a kid. Pretty sure that's a four-year-old.
Oh. I saw those photos of Keith Urban at the football with the whole
man.
I wonder what Keith Urban would say about that.
Well, he'd be coming.
Yeah, I'm with me, why, yeah? If nobody knows who I am, so I'm in the paper pretending to like football.
There we go, Matt. For the end of the show.
Was that clean? I didn't talk under that, did I?
But as if, come on, Richard, you've been saying this off here for 2 days. As if Nicole Kidman shows up and says, oh, the man kicking through the sticks. I enjoy that. I'm an ordinary Australian, just like you peasants.
Is that your Nicole Kidman impression?
That's my Nicole Kidman.
Fantastic. We'll be calling for that again. So many people, and it's finally got to be addressed, have been emailing in. Matt Danielewski,
come on.
Says, what is the name of the tune you used in that Pete Smith nude sketch recently for elevator music? It's also used as menu music on the Late Show DVD and
the D Generation DVD, and of course I've used it again for the menus of the Bar Jars DVD. I'll tell you what it is. It's my favourite all-time piece of production music. Production music is, they put these albums out for, you know, music under ads.
Yeah.
So it's sort of very, very generic music.
Yeah.
I found this one on a KPM album back in the 1980s. I can't remember the name of the album, but the name of the piece of music is Water Sports.
Oh,
don't say anything, Richard. I remember your show. Don't say it. And to me, this is as generic as you can get in production music. Enjoy. Isn't that a great bit of music?
It's like a trumpet being played for a Russian sandwich.
So, like, you could not come up with better lift music if you tried.
You can do anything for that music. You can go to some footage of water sports, absolutely.
Certainly could.
Horse riding.
Yeah.
What else?
Other things.
Keith Urban performing.
I'm just waiting for the next change. Here we go.
Everyone in a Hawaiian shirt and a ponytail.
I don't think you can get it in the shop, but if you want to use it for something, because I'm getting, you know, your DJ type said, where are you going with that? Please, Ed. Don't deny me the next chord change. DJ, if you want to mix it into dance music.
Yes, your modern DJ, your DJ Shadow and the light.
Here we go. Well, if you want it, I don't know where you can obtain it, but I'd say just lift it off the Late Show DVD, the Champagne Edition, off the menu. I did ask them to have it in its entirety. That's the edge of anything unsavory outside. Nissan Navara, what a 4x4,
rugged good looks,
increased pulling power,
makes sense,
and the accessories, we know about the alloy bull bar and roof rack, the snorkel, I still don't understand why you'd need a snorkel, is it a submarine?
It is, sometimes.
Mm-hmm. You know what you can do in the Nissan Navara, it's so rugged,
snorkel,
it's so tough, you can do everything that bloke did in the tank the other day.
Yeah.
But with, you know, less damage to the vehicle itself.
Interesting.
I just love saying tank because we'll get 100 calls.
It's an armoured personnel carrier. I'm being run over by an armoured personnel carrier, not a tank.
You know what I like to do? I like to taunt the military nuts. Because they're not going to come after us.
Nah, of course not.
There's a lot of people who have access to weapons.
We are doing this show live from Perth. What about Rick? He's called in to say the bit of music we were playing before. Water Sports, it's called. A piece of classic KPM production music.
Mm-hmm.
He says it's in the Kentucky Fried movie, and he is right. I've forgotten that under the Miller Beer ad with the Hare Krishnas. Remember that?
Yeah.
Now, that's 76, so the music obviously goes back to pre-76.
I'm trying to look at that instrument. I reckon it might be a flute.
Really close.
Well, yeah, it's close. You know your wind instruments, Richard.
Richard,
not going to argue with you.
Mm.
What about the other day when we almost turned into a normal radio program for a couple of days?
What?
In the second hour, we were discussing boring conversations that your partner
drags you into.
Yeah.
Now,
this was, and it was thinly veiled. It was a thinly veiled, and it's my fault. It was thinly veiled because I was projecting, how do you say?
Right, what do you mean?
Well, my flatmate gets dragged in by his significant other. Mm. So the dullest conversations known to man.
You were pretty hard on the missus.
Okay.
Well, is she still in Canada?
That was my... No, she is, yeah. No, not her.
No, was that yes or no? I'm sorry.
She was one of those words.
Not anymore.
Okay, she might be listening on the streaming.
Yeah. Though.
Come on,
get yourself in trouble. What about Stacey Borg? Mr. Stacey Borg?
Oh.
He says that treatment really hit home.
Mm.
And as I'm often told all about various craft techniques by my partner I could barely care less about, then to show interest and give opinions on how to get the latest wool belted handbag looks.
Mm.
So he doesn't like that. But then again, he swings and roundabouts. Then again, he says, I play a bit of internet poker.
So me, Raylan, plays a bit of internet poker.
So if you hear the words a bit for all night.
So me running into the other room shouting, hey, baby, I just flopped the nuts, is probably not what my wife wants to hear either. This is one of the few games where you can legitimately say, I've just flopped the nuts.
You know what he deserves?
A prize. What have you got for him?
Without a Trace that went to air 3 or 4 weeks ago on Channel 9.
We've got a DVD of that.
We're not supposed to give those away. They're little stickers saying return to the station. It's actually illegal to give away those preview discs.
Yeah. Well, I've been selling them to cash converters, so I'm in all kinds of trouble.
You can't use the word prize either. It'd have to be a gift. And even then, it's an illegal gift. I hope this isn't going to air.
Oh, man. The radio thing is hard. I met someone from promotions in the kitchen today.
Yeah.
And I was, working my various...
You're working it.
Oh, yeah.
Just said.
No. And they told me, this thing fell through a promotion for another show. I said, that's a shame. Doesn't matter. Yeah, we had a meeting about it. It was meant to go to air in 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
You know what's happening on that show in 2 whole weeks' time?
What?
But they knew they had a meeting and they had planned something for a show 2 weeks in advance.
Oh, no, that's not the way radio works at all.
2 weeks in advance?
No, the way is you think it up on air and then you thrash it out before a national audience. That's what we like to do. Let's talk about Big Brother and Travis. Now, we know Travis is the... I think there's something in the computer. It's labelled Singo.
Oh, yeah.
Richard Marsland's Mingo promo, take two.
No, we don't want Mingo. It's Singo. You didn't say Toto. This is Travis.
Who's this little fella?
That's me, little white kiss. So are you single? You're married?
It's been a bloody big day. I'm just happy to lay back in the old banana here and just chill.
Is he still coming up with those, Richard?
Yeah, I saw him the other day. Who was the person who was just voted whatever? Is it Danielle? Is that the girl? Danny, thank you, Nikki.
Yeah.
And she tapes a meso for them as she leaves. So
a meso?
A message.
Oh, message. And he does that thing where if you're impersonating him, you stretch the word before mate, because he seems to be going for the world record use of the word mate, trying to outdo John Laws and Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
So it'll be, you having a drink, mate?
No.
What are you going to do, mate? You just stretch the word before mate.
Mm.
But he's getting very sort of steamy.
Oh, really?
There's a lot of negotiations about voting and stuff going on in there.
Oh, is that right?
And then who's that other bloke? Is it Joel? The one who looks like Merrick Watts doing a comedy character?
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, this is the guy that described himself as the funniest person he knew.
Is the one from South Australia?
When he went in there. I'm the funniest person I know.
But I had a cab driver explain to me apparently what's wrong with Big Brother this year.
I've got my own theory. Go for it, Tom.
This is his theory. Go, mate, you know, like a porno movie, you have all the boring talking scenes, then you get to the sex scenes?
Yes.
The 6:30 version of Big Brother, that's the boring talking scene. The uncut version at night, that's what you want to see. I'll sit through the boring talk to get to the uncut version. They got rid of that. Who wants to watch a porno movie with just all the talking bits? Is he right,
Ed Cavalier? He's a genius, is what he is. Is that what's going on? Someone's starting up. Look, I don't want to say too much, but yes. That's why, isn't the idea of getting people in Big Brother who are, quite buff and hot and stuff, so you can listen to Chateau or whatever, and then the uncut version comes around and shower scenes for an hour and everybody's happy.
And so they've got rid of that.
You're still up late.
No, but it's just Mike Goldman saying, we're looking for a word. It starts with F.
Okay.
For the next 6 hours. To win $20.
and a piece of chewy.
All right, well, I think...
I'm on the telly.
What we've learned today is cab drivers need to be running TV networks.
Absolutely.
I'm going to put that to Lavinia next.
I'm going to ask him about
it. Lavinia's coming in because there's a new show on Channel 9. Starts tonight.
Things to do before you die.
Things to do before you die. Well, what is that?
I don't know.
I'm just running around clutching your throat saying, the dates were poisoned. That would be one thing to do before you die.
Well, it does cater to a young demographic. If you're 83, you've got a lot of work to do.
All right. We'll put all this to Lavinia.
Mm. And I have never seen Nikki hold that many fingers.
Hi, Nikki.
All right. It's a virtual proctology exam in here today.
And get this.
Australia's extreme makeover queen.
Brought to you by the fully snorkeled up Mrs. Navarro. We're running late. Let's get straight to music. Podcast 104 will inspire that kind of behaviour, given that it contains Richard's Mingo jingle.
Oh.
Warwick Kappa for Mayor. Richard's Christ, gee, that was very good.
Yeah. That was very good.
Who's your favourite Sheffield Shield?
No. We're doing that today.
Not today. It's coming back, though. Maybe a whole episode. Craig Eagle and Rob Sitcher in there, and, of course, John Howard for getting his own name. It's all part of the fun. We're going to get this home of Talkback Mountain.
There's a segment we've never done.
Why are we playing that today? Think about it, listeners. There's today's stumper. Why would we? Even the guys in here can't work it out.
We're trying to piece together.
It will be revealed later in the program.
Right. Right.
So there's a reason for that. In the meantime, what are we doing? What's our...
I don't. What's been yelled at you from a car?
Oh, plenty. Captain Pitswick, usually, ever since I said that, I'll thank God you're here. Now it's become my catchphrase.
Yeah. Now, this has been prompted by my own life and something real. Too sexy for my bus, woman told, in Berlin. A bus driver told a 20-year-old sales clerk to get off his bus because she was too sexy.
Too sexy for the bus?
He's turned around and screamed at her, "You can't sit there. I can't. I'm looking down your top, and I can't drive the bus. You're going to have to get off."
Oh. Well, that's responsible driving, I guess.
Absolutely right. And then the lady did. I mean, it's travesty. She should be able to sit where she likes.
That's not really having something yelled at you from a moving car. What are you talking about?
Well, it is. A gratuitous breast story.
So in a moving car, and he yelled it at her.
Yeah, well, that's not how it works, though. It's got to be you walking up the street.
All right, then how about this?
Okay.
I was walking along the street one day with my friend, and we were standing outside a warehouse.
Yep.
Just hanging around.
Sure.
And a guy drove up, slowed right down, pretty much stopped, and you... "Hey, Booker's, nice warehouse."
And
went on his merry way.
You know, booked her quite a lot, don't you? Because yeah. I think the very first week of the show you bought, you were so happy with yourself.
Mm. 3-piece brown corduroy suit.
I haven't seen that since.
No, it's in the Too Hard Bargain.
It's in the Too Hard Bargain because people were yelling.
I got one block down the road, and it's before someone went, they stopped.
Yep.
They had a good heart look, consulted with their friends, thought, yep, no, this is right. Booked her!
There you go. Brown corduroy suit.
Yesterday I got yelled, "Show us your aerial."
I went, "Show us your aerial."
What is that?
I've no idea.
Did you have an aerial with you?
No, I was riding a bike.
No. I don't understand that. I get this. I've had this yelled twice at me.
Meat pie!
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not even in meat pie. This is the film that Ed Kelly had.
We could do a reshoot.
So, reshoots continue to film that Ed's making now.
Someone,
Ed's not making it, all right? Ed was in it.
But you're producing it?
No.
Okay.
This is on our Wikipedia page that hadn't had any updates for ages since all the trouble last year.
Mm.
But obviously it's not locked for certain approved people who have added this. Features of, get this, Tony aggressively and persistently bringing up details and discussion of Meat Pie, an unreleased film that Ed starred in and is massively embarrassed about.
agreed to Tony petitioning the official Trey Law, as it's spelled, can now be found on YouTube.
Aggressively and persistently.
I would call it aggressive. Richard, would you call it aggressive?
No, I'd just call it a gentle prodding.
He's a stand-over man. Listeners, he has a length of chain that he holds in the studio, and if you don't want to talk about what he wants to talk about, he shows it to you.
Right. But I just think if we make all the jokes first...
Oh, Tony, you're serious now.
Yeah,
absolutely sounds.
You know, when Carl Stefanova gets hold of it, starts playing the clips of the morning.
Ouch.
Won't be as bad.
No, it won't be as bad at all.
All right, but please don't yell meat pie to me in the street. What do people yell at you from moving cars, Richard?
A lot of questioning of sexuality.
Yeah.
But especially when I used to deliver a pizza, when I used to be a pizza boy.
Guy.
Oh, yeah, in a tutu.
Pizza guy, that's what it was. And no, I wasn't a tutu. Just in a top exactly remarkably like this one.
It was that one.
If you're wondering, listeners, the top Richard is wearing is like that one that Peter Jackson wore for 10 years in every single photo. It's that same one.
It's that one. And it was, except it was a maroon polo top and a little black hat.
Mm.
And I was driving a yellow Mazda 323 station wagon. So I guess a bit of a target. I had to do a delivery in the wrong side of the track, sort of part of town. And I was asked for, and I've written it down here, yeah, mate, can I have a penis supreme? While I was actually doing the delivery.
The giant penis on the roof of the car was probably helping that along.
Penis supreme.
Oh, good stuff.
That was the best one I ever got. The rest of it was just all questioning of, you know, what I do in my private time.
Yeah, well, it seems to be a running theme with all three of us. What's that about?
All right.
Give us a call. What do people yell at you from cars? 1-3-3-5-3.
You're unbelievable.
That's, EMF with a bit of assistance from our nation's leader here.
It's
on Triple M today up Talkback Mountain. We're saying, what do people yell at you from moving vehicles?
Now, what we might do for all of our calls who are about to go to air now,
yeah,
we might ask for hello and all that kind of thing,
yeah,
but then we'd like to get them to deliver it the way it was delivered to them.
Yeah, so put a bit of oomph into it. What do they yell at Richard Marsland? Have you got that one there? Have you got it boxed up?
It was, hey, mate, can I have a penis supreme?
Okay, yeah. We seem to attract comments like that on this program. Who's going first?
Riley, how are you?
How you going, fellas?
We're excellent. All right, you're driving past. We're walking along. Give us some.
Your mum's your dad.
Yeah, I think it's a little different. It'd be nice if they could circle the block, come back and explain it. That'd be great.
It works on a number of levels, Riley. That's what I like about
your
it.
Mum's your dad.
What? Man, I'd love to hear that in Parliament. Let's hear that one. You never heckles in Parliament and getting pissed weak.
Yeah,
let's hear your mum. Your mum's your dad.
Now, Riley, what have you done to prompt that?
Oh, I use it like everywhere now. People that their mums aren't their fathers.
Yeah, you've co-opted it. Well done.
Good on you, Riley.
All right, who's next?
Hello. Greg?
Yeah, that one can go to air.
Greg, are you there? Or Peter?
Yep, Peter.
Peter, are you there, mate?
Yeah, g'day, Peter.
Sorry, some weird stuff happened. Tell me, all right, Peter, you're driving past, you see us, what do you give us?
You're hitchhiking down the street.
Okay, we're hitchhiking.
And I yell at you. Piss in your boots and swim.
How did you respond, Peter?
With the bird.
There we go, with the bird.
Standard response.
And are you passing that comment on, chain letter style, to other people?
Every time I see somebody hitchhiking.
Yeah. Good on you, Peter.
It's the way to deal with it.
Good on you, Peter.
Pass it off. Thank you, sir. Hello, Greg. How are you?
Good, thank you,
Phil. Oh, mate, great. Okay, set it up for us. We're walking past. What's the situation?
Okay, I carry meat into butcher shops for a living.
Yep. So do we yell this at you, or do you yell this at us?
No, they yell it to me. I'm carrying a pig into a butcher shop.
Yep, and he goes.
And he yelled out, "Hey, mate, is your girlfriend heavy?"
Well, I don't know whether you'd want to say that in mixed company.
Polish.
It's a witty comeback.
Very interesting Polish.
We have a lot of Polish on this show.
Thank you, Greg.
That was pretty good, though.
Oh, it was good.
That's not bad.
You're for heavy. I like that. Now, are we talking to Silo?
Is she a plumper?
Silo, are you there?
Yep, I'm
here. Now, you're our man delivering the ducks, are you not?
That's right.
How are the ducks going today?
Going well, yes.
Do people, as you say, still want ducks?
Oh, of course. People always want ducks.
I've heard that. Okay. Now, people are yelling abuse at you in the street?
Yeah, well, I had my window up, so I couldn't hear what the guy was saying. He looked like he was abusing me a bit, so I went down the window to have a go at him. And he said, mate, the back door of your van's open. And I checked, and it was. Luckily, I didn't lose any ducks, but, they would have been thinking about it.
Well, that's not really abuse. That's a helpful note.
it looked abusive from where I was, but once I went down the window, it was quite helpful.
Yeah. Your car's on fire! Oh, okay, thank you very much.
As if, mate, well spotted.
Now, so, the idea that ducks were thinking about escape and getting a little committee together. Like, we can make it. What part of the country are you delivering ducks to?
Around Melbourne, I'm in Caulfield at the moment.
Oh, the duck capital.
That's right. Can we get the catchphrase out of Silo before he goes? Or?
Yeah, good night.
People want ducks.
How are you?
Oh, good, thanks.
All right, so what's the situation?
It was when I was a teenager, we used to holiday up the Central Coast,
and
a girlfriend of mine at the time who was older than me, and she could drive and she smoked and all that sort of stuff, her thing was that we'd drive around past Essalong Bowling Club, and she would yell out, "Get a dog up you."
Well,
I would hide because I didn't want anyone to recognise that I was even with her, but it was fun.
Yes. Take that, Ethelon.
Yes.
Getting away with it for too long.
No. And just one other thing for Greg Fleet.
Yes.
I was in a shop through the week with my daughter, and we found what we thought was a jumper with incredibly long arms.
Oh.
They were jumper pants.
Are you serious? Somebody is now marketing them for real?
I think they were meant to be like footless tights. That they were heavily knitted, like a cable knit jumper, with a very long body part.
Wow. Well, you know, Griggs, finds out his copyright has been breached, there'll be a lot of trouble.
That's what we thought.
Well, I might drive past that shop and yell out, "Get a dog up you!"
That'll learn him.
It's a great phrase. Thank you. They could put "get a dog up you" into Latin. I reckon it could go on the Australian flag.
Do you?
It's got that kind of feel.
Hey, Tracy, how are you?
Yeah?
Yes,
how are you? Now, what's the situation? Talk us through it.
Well, we had my two friends who were about 12 years old and we were having an ice cream cone.
Yep.
And we're looking at a long walking down the street and these guys stopped the car and screamed, "Hey, fatsoes!" And we just all started laughing to me and my other friend. And my other girlfriend said, "Am I fat? Am I fat?" And she actually ended up having an eating disorder as a result from it.
That's terrible. Terrible but funny.
Terribly amusing.
That's maybe the other side of it. We didn't realise that these things might cause lasting damage.
The downside of hurtful shouted comments. You don't get the eating disorders from "get a dog up you," though.
No, not at all.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
And booked a nice warehouse. Yeah. No losers in that.
I tell you about the disorder I got from Peter Supreme.
Yeah. Hey, fatsoes, I was once called a boom bar.
You?
Yeah. I was called a boom bar from a moving vehicle.
With your razor-like elbows?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So many people get injured in the lift here by my razor-like elbows. Tony Boombar Martin here. We're going to be joined in the next hour. We're going to have some glamour on the show for
you. A real professional.
Not staggering comedians thundering around. No, we're going to have Lavinia Nixon.
It has to be a creation of the gods, either that or aliens.
Where did you steal them from?
From the Qantas Lounge.
Oh. Okay. They've still got breakfast cereal there, don't they?
I might have stolen some of it.
Yeah.
No, I don't have a problem. I just feel teabag.
Sure, right.
That's where it starts, though, doesn't it?
Vinnie Nixon, kleptomaniac. With
like, people
yell things at you from moving vehicles like they do with us.
Well, actually, when the Olympic torch was travelling around Australia, it went past my house. So I went outside with the dog, and there was a man on a megaphone, because it's a whole procession. There's people everywhere, lining the streets, and he was on the megaphone talking about the Olympics and where the torch was going, and he looked over and went, oh, good-looking dog.
Right.
And I went, oh, I'm scared. And I was like, he's a
man. Oh, OK.
And what kind of dog was it?
Labrador Retriever.
Of course!
Any off switch on the eating mechanism?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's not a Labrador.
No, well, he's crossed with a retriever.
There you go.
I actually thought he had bulimia when I first got him. Yeah.
Okay.
Not good. That was kind of weird. Stolen teabag.
No, no way.
Welcome to get in. That's worse to come. It's this hour on Triple M. When the general spoke, that's the Shadow Minister for the Environment and Ban here at Get This on Triple M. Some more applause, please, for Lavinia Nick. What's all that about?
Well, we're really trying to just encourage people to grasp life, because the only thing that's guaranteed is death and taxes.
Oh,
you can minimise one, you can't avoid the other.
No.
So we just really want to inspire people to make the most of it. And we've all got responsibilities and commitments, and life can kind of weigh you down sometimes. But it's just fun.
Yeah.
That's what this show's about, grasping it.
Now, you say we. You're talking Lundy?
Jules Lund, yes.
Did you have some trouble with Jules Lund, Ed?
Yes, actually. He left because, no, not trouble. He's a lovely guy. But one day I was out and about and I saw Jules. I know him a little bit. So I said, hi, how are you? He said, yeah, good. And then he disappeared.
Ooh.
And I turned around and four of the drunkest men in the whole world all accost me. You don't think good, you hear? Yeah, I'm up the back in the mustache. I'm going to tell you a story about my friend. And then about 9 or 10 minutes later, the filthiest story you've ever heard in your whole life, these blokes told me. And I saw Jules a week later. I said, Jules, did you? And he goes, sorry, man. Sorry, now they try and start telling me the story. I knew where it was going, so I thought I'd leave you to it. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Jules.
Would that story fit under the category of things to try before you die?
You'd be hard-pressed to try it in its entirety.
If it makes you feel any better,
yeah.
Each of us nearly did die in the filming of this show, which is ironic.
No, really? No, honestly, though.
Well, Jules jumped in a cage with great white sharks.
Hang on, but people always do this. And the cage never, you know, I watch World's Most Amazing Videos a lot on the Fox Cover, and whales will have a go at you. Like they'll drag you down by the leg. But if you're in a cage and there's sharks, there's no danger there.
It's true, but the danger is, before they got on the boat, there was another group there. One thing, jump in the cage. This guy just jumps over the edge.
Oh, no.
This is after they've been, you know, trawling for sharks. They put out little bits of carpet in the shape of a seal and drag it behind the boat. And that's all it takes to rustle up some great white sharks. And this guy's gone, I'm so keen, I'm just going to jump straight in.
In my carpet wetsuit.
One thing, jump in the cage.
Sharks are fooled by carpet?
They are. Well, they're fooled by surfers. They think they're sealed from underneath.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Right, so how were you nearly killed?
On a quad bike.
Oh, that's pretty sweet. Ozzy Osbourne, were you juning?
No, I was treeing. What do you call it? going through trees.
Really?
And I just went down this little ditch and came up and hit the tree and rolled it. And,
yeah.
You know, if it rolls on you, they weigh about a ton.
Yeah.
So, you know, being blonde and oh so smart, put my legs up going, it's all right, I can push the quad back off me.
No luck.
Luckily, it didn't roll on me and then I was up and out of there.
Sweet.
We didn't even get it on film.
There's the real tragedy.
Did you jump anything on your quad bike?
No, I didn't jump anything on the quad bike.
Would you like to? Because here in the studio. No. Now, also, we haven't mentioned Gary Sweet as a part of the search show.
Yeah.
He used to work here at Triple M in Adelaide.
Yes.
Doing an afternoon shift. When was that? That's post Big Sky, I think.
It was post Big Sky. I actually worked at Triple M at the time that Gary Sweet was on the air. The only man I've ever met who does a radio shift with his shirt off.
Shirt off. Shirt off, Lavinia. Shirt off. Yeah. Every day.
Well, he's all right. He's over 50.
Oh,
like, every time you see him, he's doing tricep dips, push-ups. You know, we're at the airport waiting for our luggage to be cleared by customs, and Gary's over in the corner doing tricep dips.
Really?
Any chance he gets.
Wow. Now, does he ever mention any of his great old acting credits from the past?
does he what?
But, oh, does he, really? Does he? We might get to them next. I was going to say we'll get to yours next, which we will, because that's one of the themes of our show, dragging your most obscure film credits out before a national audience.
You know, I've got some that aren't even on the biog. They're so bad.
Let's hear about them next. Around the nation on Triple M. Vinnie Nixon is sitting in today because Things to Try Before You Die goes out tonight on Channel 9. What time, Lavinia?
7:30.
Bang. Okay, enough about that. Do you remember this voice?
Funky Jogger! Funky Jogger!
Young, I needed the money.
You were in the video for that, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
No way. Look how impressed it is. Doing what?
Well, Peter Andre came up to me. I was standing by a little picket fence and he, you know, pulled me out onto the road and tried to teach me to dance. And the whole point was that I wasn't kind of getting this dancing, which was brilliant because I was like, I'm just not into this Michael Jackson dancing at all.
Right, yeah, yeah.
If he wanted me to get it, I couldn't. And that was pretty much the entire film clip. And I've never seen a person use more hair oil in my entire life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To the point where he, in between every scene, he would flick it over the back of his head. And I was always standing behind him. So I just copped all this hair oil all day.
Really? Yeah, were you invited? Did he get married to that Jordan? Did that happen?
Yeah.
Or was that a movie?
That is it,
haven't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I think
you were suggesting it was lavender.
Did I suggest it was lavender?
Sorry, we love a lavender marriage in the middle of the year. You know, a fake show business marriage. Yeah. Did you throw the
word? My dream one.
Really?
No. Things to do before you die, get a lavender marriage.
I hope somebody used the word allegedly in the last 6 seconds. Okay, what else can we find on that? Now, you've done a bit of acting. People probably might not remember that you were in things like Blue Heelers and Halifax. And I saw you in a movie on TV late one night called The Inner Sanctuary.
Yes.
Where you were being cracked onto in a bar by Colin Lane from Lane on Woodley, who was playing a kind of sleazy businessman.
I was working as a production assistant, which means if you're the first person there and you're the last person to leave, you work like an absolute dog. Not that people treat you like one, but you are, you know, you're the lowest rung on the peg there. And then I had to be an actor as well and stand at the bar while
he's
drinking stuff. I was going, this isn't in the job.
Didn't the cameras roll? That's right. It just looked like a scene that was captured in a Verite style by accident. What other ones have been left off the resume there?
Well, I was a dead body in Halifax SP.
Yeah.
That was the easiest day at work I've ever had. You turn up, you literally just lie in a bed, and Ben Mendelsohn came up and pretended to strangle me, and that was it.
Wow.
But he didn't actually even come close enough to touch me. They cut out of it by then. So all I did all day was just lie in bed asleep.
Wow.
And then the thing is,
you got a Logie.
Not quite, but when the show gets sold around the world, you get checks for like 92 cents to go to Chile or go to some other bizarre country and you get 11 cents.
I love those checks. I still get the odd check. About every 3 years, I'll get a check for 28 cents for a piece of music that goes like this. Shit music. That's all it is. It's on some album.
You're living off that change.
You know what? You still go and cash it, don't you?
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, retirement money. Right. Now, what else? It says here that you're an ambassador. It's a serious business. Ambassador for the Juvenile Diabetes Foundation.
Yes.
Now, that is a serious old business. And I find that perhaps the worst part of junior diabetes is the way that kiddies are photographed from the neck down wobbling up the street on the news. Don't you think we've got to eradicate that?
Well, actually, there are two types of diabetes.
Yes.
I know you're going for the gag, but I'm going to be serious.
No, you're serious. If I was a larger person, wouldn't you get home and you see the news and they go, diabetes statistics, you'd recognise yourself. I know they've chopped off your head.
Yeah.
How many people of a night probably recognise their own ass wobbling up the street?
Absolutely.
It must happen all the time.
Yeah.
Well, in defence of people with diabetes, and I can't believe that those words have to come out of my mouth.
No, well, we're not having
I get the diabetes.
I'm just
the way they film them for the news.
Yeah, I know.
Realising from the other side of the street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry, what was the series?
Sorry, anyway. No sound effects here, Rich, okay?
No boys.
Okay, serious face. There are two types of diabetes, and type 2 is the lifestyle. So that's your diet and everything, and lack of exercise can also cause that. But your type 1 is the one that you're born with. So that's got nothing to do with being shot from the neck down.
No, okay, but here's a serious idea we floated yesterday, and I'm really, you know, we said it as a joke, but I reckon it could work. Exercise bikes hooked up to the TV, so the TV only works when the kiddie is pedalling.
Yes.
That's what I do for gyms as well. You want the lights on, you got to work for it. You want the music, start walking.
All right.
Why don't they do that?
Well, they started doing that in Hong Kong. They have. There's a gym in Hong Kong that started, that you power the place yourself. So if you want to hear my humps, you better pedal for it.
Good, because there's all that energy and it's just going to waste.
It's going to waste, hey, Lavinia. Good idea. Good
idea. I'm on the treadmill now, making sure that all these microphones are
until the show gets to air.
Yeah. What else? Now, you were in a great show, a very underrated show on the night network, McCall tonight.
Yeah.
He had you doing some very odd things.
Yeah, standing on top of buildings, go-go dancer one day. That was another odd day at work. Yeah.
And there's a DVD coming out of that. And I told Lavinia that. She stared at me blank-faced for 5 seconds as though it was some kind of joke.
Well, it was about 5 years ago.
Well, it's coming out. It's coming out for Christmas. And Barkov. When is Barkov coming back? I love a show with dogs. Why didn't they get rid of Barkov?
It got weird, the end of Barkov.
It got weird?
Yeah, it was a big competition between dogs and their owners about who was the best dog in Australia. We had to take out a restraining order about from one contestant to another. It got really kind of odd.
Yeah, they are pretty, you know, that film, Best in Show. People think it's an exaggeration. It's not.
No. And I thought I was a nutty dog owner, and I'm totally normal compared to...
Wow.
Do they look like their dogs?
They do. Yeah. And they behave like their dogs. Yeah.
Going on the carpet.
Well, okay.
Wearing dog collars. That was weird.
A big program into the gutter at this early stage. You know, I love a show that ends in a restraining order. let's hope that doesn't happen with Things to Try Before You Die. Now, is this one series of this so far, but there might be another one?
Yes, well, we've done 8 so far. We've been to 8 countries. Mm-hmm. And we count down the 30 best things to do in each region.
All right.
So it's interesting. You know, it's kind of up for debate. People might say, how could you put that at 25? It needs to be higher up the list.
Well, jumping over things on a motorcycle didn't feature anywhere, though.
No.
Well, now we're talking ideas for the second series. That'll be next. Everywhere, Lavinia Nixon is with us. Things to Try Before You Die goes out on Channel 9 tonight at 7:30. And during the ad break, we were trying to come up with our own stuff for the second series. Lavinia has discussed it, Ed. We're so ambitious in here.
I know.
She's saying, well, what are you going to do on your holiday?
I'm going, well, I made a Barchast DVD. Pretty exciting, isn't it?
And then you say, I couldn't watch a few movies.
So,
come on, get the adrenaline going.
All right, here's one. I want to do that thing that I've seen on YouTube where you get fire extinguishers and you use them to power office chairs up corridors. Does that really work?
Oh, man.
They're kind of jackass a little bit.
Yeah, but they're not being pulled on invisible wires, are they? Can you really power an office chair with 2 fire extinguishers?
I'm willing to find out, Tone. I've never seen that, but that's it. See, there we go. There's something. And then if you jump some stuff.
In an office chair.
Working
chair instead. In an evil Knievel costume.
Now we get it somewhere.
All right.
I've always wanted to pole vault over a ravine.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Can that be done?
Yes.
I'm sure pole vaulting isn't as easy as it looks in the Naked Gun movie.
No, I think it's
in prison.
Just running with a stick that long.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Even that would be too much for us. Richard, Things to Try Before You Die.
I'd love to be a roadie for a band and go on a tour.
Yeah, that'd be great.
A lot of hard work and you need talent, but
you're last in the pecking order, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it'd be great fun just stepping up 1-2, 1-2.
Yeah.
I can do that. Change guitars, run bottles of water out, towels.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
Bit of crowd control. Could you do that? Could you tackle someone?
Yeah, I'll give that a go.
Could you go to the door of the backstage and pick like yes, no, yes, no?
That's a good thing to do as well.
Could you leap into the crowd to rescue a member of TISM?
Yeah. I'll give that a go.
Those are the hardest work you're writing. I don't know. Those blokes. Lavinia, I mean, according to your own bio, you seem to have done pretty much everything. You've done more than any of us have done. You've been inside the pyramids. Is that true?
That's true.
What goes on in there? Pokies?
Not a lot. Everyone's kind of passed away.
Oh, my God.
Very hot in there. I was quite surprised.
What isn't it?
Yeah, it's really cramped and it's about 50 degrees.
It's kind of Tuscan style.
Is there a Starbucks?
Sorry, just one up.
Have they got a Starbucks in there? I heard they were going to get one in there.
They've got cops on camels. That made me laugh.
Cops on Camels. Mm-hmm. It is a show from the CI Network. And Giza.
Giza.
There's a place called Giza.
That's where the pyramid are, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, Governor. Everyone in Giza talk like, all right, Governor, apples and pears.
Now, you had your hands on a panda.
I did. In China, I had an 8-month-old panda bear sit on my lap, and it was heaven.
What was it saying?
Oh, I didn't even ask. Like, I was too overwhelmed.
Meow, meow.
But you know that movie of Mice and Men?
Yeah.
I got Easy Lady, put it down because I love it. It's so cute. I don't want to do it. But yeah, so me, really? I just wanted to squeeze all the air out of it.
After all, I went, take it away,
it's too cute.
Because I watched World's Most Amazing Videos yesterday, and a man got attacked by a panda, which I thought they didn't happen.
They're vicious. They're cuddly. I know, but once they hit a certain age, unless you're a piece of bamboo, they're not really interested in you being around.
Sexual frustration, that must be what it is.
Yeah, don't worry.
That's right, because they're not mating in captivity.
They actually have to play them little panda videos.
Is that true? We've heard about this. Okay, firstly, can the panda register a TV screen? Because I've tried this with my dog a lot of times, and it doesn't look like they can see what's going on there.
But my dog, if there's a dog on the telly, I'll go, Dad, look, and he'll run around the back to try and find it. So I think he does register it. He always knows there's something going on.
So the pandas are sitting there watching panda porn on TV. That's real. Yes. That really happens.
Yes.
But if the pandas won't mate at all, then how do they make the tapes? Must be actors.
Yeah.
Where'd they get the footage?
Exactly.
Apparently, this is just from my research before I went to China. Yes, research. I read my notes on the plane. The good-looking pandas and the ugly pandas have different pheromones, so they smell differently. So they'll take the good-looking panda's pheromones and kind of daub it around the ugly ones and back them into the pen and obviously hope for the best. And after it's finished, if the male panda catches a glimpse of the ugly female panda's face, they go nuts. They get really angry and they try and fight and they have to pull the female panda out of there.
Wow.
That's how they have to trick them because there's only 1,500 in the wild. They have to take these desperate measures.
Things to try before you die. Maybe you'd like to be a roadie for a band. Yes. Maybe you'd like to power yourself up a corridor by a fire extinguisher. Maybe you'd like to appear in a panda porno. What did you want to do?
Yeah, remember.
You just want to jump stuff.
Hold off over a revenge.
Oh, pardon me. You cross that off the list, listeners. Call us with your idea for things to try before you die. Anything at all. At least get this 133353. Get this on Triple M. Lavinia Nixon is with us from Things to Try Before You Die on the Nine Network tonight. And so she's met some pandas. I just heard Ed Cavalier ask her, do they have knees?
Damn. That's not a silly question as it sounds.
I didn't know the answer.
No, well, if you ever see a panda try and get up from sitting down, they get up straight-legged.
Right.
They kind of lean forward on their hand,
well,
and they get up and start dancing.
We'll cover that on tomorrow. Because obviously there's going to be a second series of this thing. Have they run out of things to try before you die? Let's find out who's going first here.
Hello, Sam.
Hey, guys.
What would you like to try?
Someone, speaking to a friend the other week, you mentioned Harvey Birdman. Someone showed me the episode the other day.
Yeah.
Fred Flintstone was on trial for being a mob boss.
Yep.
And the prosecutor's opening line was, Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. From the town of Bedrock, they're a page right out of Godfather 3.
Yeah, that's true. It's a very good show, Harvey Birdman. But what exactly is it that you want to try before you die?
Or some sort of daring bank heist or museum robbery of some kind.
And the final straw was he was driving his car out and he had a stuffed lion in the back seat. And the security guy goes, whoa, where are you going with that lion? He goes, oh, I'm washing it. And they never saw it again.
Is that right?
Went home to wash it, never brought it back.
Wow. No need for abseiling or anything.
No dice.
Okay.
Could be a good adrenaline rush.
What, stealing a lion?
Robbing a bank.
Oh, yeah. All right. Maybe that's the second series. You and Lundy. In the stockings.
I choose Gary Sweet.
He robbed a bank or two in his time. What about stealing John Law's gold microphone? Oops, somebody's already done it.
Well done, them.
Who's going next?
Hello, Rad. How are you?
Hey, Ed. How are you?
Good, mate.
Lavinia, how are you going?
I'm very well, thank you. What would you like to try before you die?
I reckon you're the luckiest person in the world sitting with the three funniest fellas on radio.
Anyway,
Rad, I want to hang around with you guys.
Well, it's pretty boring most of the day. Watching episodes of Police 10-7 waiting for drunks to swear is like the other 22 hours of our day.
Now, so what do you want to do, Rad?
No, seriously, I want to actually take over from Hefner when he dies.
Oh,
Is
it much fun as it looks to be Hugh Hefner?
I don't think it is.
I'd love to wear a bathrobe to work.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, God.
Do you watch, is it Girls of the Playboy Mansion on the on the Foxtel? Sorry? You haven't seen Girls of the Playboy Mansion on the Foxtel?
I've only seen bits and pieces of it, Tony, but I can imagine what it's like.
Yeah.
It'd be similar to the pandas at work. It's a stud. And I'm there. I'll do his job very well.
I'll send him your resume. No worries. But so I don't think it's like that. I've got a theory that they're not actually getting it on. Yeah. You and the girls with the Playboy.
You're suggesting that it's 11 to 6 marriages.
I've heard that. Yeah, I don't think it's going on, as it were.
All right. Well, I don't know whether Lavinia wants to go to the Playboy Mansion for series two.
No,
I think my sweetie would like to go, I'm sure. All right, can we go better than that?
Hi, John, how are you?
Yeah, g'day. How are we going?
Excellent. What would you like to try?
Maybe try to own a house in Sydney.
Simply not possible.
I don't think so. Hey, can I get one of those CDs?
Illegal download?
Yeah.
Sure. Just stay on the line and it's coming your way. Signed by Richard Martin.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Can I get one?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Just give it away too. There's only like 30 left. This is a limited edition album.
Yeah.
These poor jokes. You know what I mean? You can't just go giving them away like
that. I'll burn a couple of thousand copies and give them out on the street. Does that help you out?
That's what we were hoping, because it's called Illegal Download.
Yeah.
So the idea is we can't actually legally encourage this, but we were kind of hoping that someone
put it on LimeWire.
Put it on LimeWire for everyone to obtain for free.
Yeah.
Not that you could do that legally. Couldn't happen. Hi, Joanna.
Hey.
What would you like to try?
I would love to herd cattle. Station with the phones and from, you know, cattle from one station to another across the Northern Territory.
Mm.
They're real cowgirl.
Without sounding annoying, cool. I actually did that.
You did that, Libby?
Yeah.
What?
Fantastic.
Really?
Yeah. There's a property in Final Queensland called Rotham Park. It's 1 million acres and they've got 30,000 head of Brahman cattle.
What's and Brahman?
Brahman.
Oh, sorry.
City folk.
Whoa. Yeah. I can tell you the cast list of any Paulie Shaw film doesn't recognise one of our most common animals. Okay, so how hard is it herding cattle? Could she actually do it if she wants?
I mean, the horses know exactly what they're doing. As long as you're sitting on the horse, it looks like you're mustering.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. Right. Highly recommended, highly recommended.
Well, Joanna, when they get this muster occurs later in the year, we'll get you on board.
Thank you very much.
And can I just say, I don't want to be one of those annoying people that, you know, says, oh, I'll give that, I'll give this. We're actually running a competition so that people can go and do these things.
I thought you might be.
Yeah.
France.
Yeah,
what do you get to do? What do you get to do
you
there?
You can jump stuff and pole vault things in France.
It's like 12 meals a day in France. They never stop eating.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
So what can we do if we win the competition? What can we do?
Well, you get flights to France and all your accommodation. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, exactly. So it's not like do this in France. Just go to France.
Yeah. It's not like make your own prize. This show. It's a real prize.
Right. Fair enough.
Who's going next?
Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Great. What would you like to try?
Well, this is inspired by a movie, and you movie buster know which one this is. The guys that stand at the end of the runway as the Boeing 747 is coming in, and supposedly it flips you up in the air and stuff.
Oh! And does that really work? Have you tried that one with me?
I feel so, like I've lived a sheltered life. I haven't done that.
So how far up off the ground do you get?
I don't know. I estimate about 10 or 15 feet, don't you?
Yeah. I don't know if it actually happens. I'm wondering if it's an urban myth or not.
I think it might be an urban myth.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Yeah, you can always...
All right, sweet.
Give it a go, Ed. You could always just do the Wayne's World and lie on the top of your car singing the Star Trek. So you're
absolutely right.
At the end of the runway. It's a bit of fun. Who's going next?
Hi, Matthew.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. What would you like to try?
Hey, I'd love to go diving with white pointers in
the cage.
I prefer it, but yes.
Well, Lavinia's had a crack at this, or at all, you said
Jules has.
He said it was fantastic, the highlight of the whole series for him.
Do they have a go at the cage?
They do. Yeah. They haven't got anything that moves.
They do have a go at the Melbourne cage, particularly. They don't like bits in
it. I don't know why.
No, you wait for it. All right, there's some great ideas. Hang on, here's a bit of... I didn't think we'd get a call like this with a sensible suggestion. Justin, are you there?
Yes.
What do you want to do before you die?
I want to climb up Mount Everest.
Oh, boy. That's a number, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm actually not from Australia myself. I'm actually from New Zealand.
Okay.
So I want to actually climb Mount Everest for the first time. Be the first person out of my whole family to try it.
Oh,
your whole family.
Justin, you know what you need? You need a hook. Because you've got the bloke, you know, in shorts. The Sherpa. You've got some Sherpas. But there's always got to be like an angle to your climb to make it differentiate from the others.
There was the blind dude. There was the guy with no legs. Had a crack.
Or the other thing I wouldn't mind trying is being Lavinia's co-host.
Oh, okay.
It's
either Everest or co-hosting. So take your pick, Justin. Can't see both, I'm sorry.
Yeah. We're not offering either of them.
No, I'm afraid. Just going to say, no, I've got myself in a little corner there, Tony.
No,
we're offering listeners this chance to climb Everest. It's not going to happen.
Well, okay. Why would you want to co-host for Lavinia? Because she's there.
There you go. That's what they say.
How hard is it? Who has been your favourite co-host over the years?
Gilbo or Mabarkov?
Gilbo.
Have you ever worked with Wilco? Richard Wilkins.
Oh, yes, I have. I'm sorry. Didn't know that kind of in-gag name.
No,
that's right. Not part of those gang. Mm. I have worked with Richard.
Yeah.
Probably Daryl Summers, actually. Because I was 22 when I was on Hey Hey.
Oh, you were on Hey Hey.
I was just a babe in the woods.
You were talking.
Yeah, he rolled through all the bad.
Forgot about Hey Hey. And was Pluckers Place your first show on TV?
Well, let's go back to Hey Hey.
No, let's go back to Hey Hey.
What was Pluckers Place?
Oh.
A Saturday morning kid show.
Yeah. And then
you know what? You've got to get up your flying hours.
And what did you do?
I was the talking, but the duck that couldn't talk.
Oh, you were interpreting for Plucker.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you ever see Plucker's Place up late?
That got very pretty.
Very blue. All right, great ideas for the second series of Things to Try Before You Die. It goes out tonight, 7:30 on the Nine Network. But what about Richard Marsland? You know, he's got a few good ideas.
Yeah,
we're going to hear a couple of them next to get this. It's Reflections of a Sound Silverchair here. Get this on Triple M. Lavinia Nixon has been sitting in, a respected veteran of the Nine Network, wouldn't you say?
Oh, they've let me kick around the hall for about 10 years now.
Wow.
Huge relief. And there was a time, though, when I used to turn up for work on the Today Show and they asked me if I was there for work experience.
Oh,
yeah. I've come a little way since then.
What would be your ultimate show? If you could do any show you'd like. I'm sure you love the ones you're doing.
Yeah, I think I'm actually doing it. Things to Try Before You Die is what I've always wanted to do. Because you get to travel and have these incredible experiences and call it work. Like, what a joke.
Yeah. Well, speaking of jokes, do you have any other items we're supposed to get to today, Richard? What have we got there?
Got a few items here.
Yeah.
A couple of things.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. Just give me a
I think I have the treasure of a checkout line, please. Looking for a price check. Price check, Mr. Costello.
Sure, if people want to watch it, we can win the job on Channel 9. Thanks for coming and thanks to everyone who pulled up and contributed great emails today as well.